left with no discretion, broken and disgraced.
This is Jazz Appreciation Month, a timely excuse to do a little listening. Right now we're listening to Potions by Lauren Henderson. It's just one of the pieces Kiana Faircloth is sharing with us. She hosts the podcast Artemisy. Kiana, welcome.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You have some new jazz music in your pocket for us. But before we jump in, can you give us a little practical advice? It's kind of like, I don't know, red wine. When we listen to jazz, how should we listen to it to be able to appreciate it?
Well, you should always, as I say, listen to jazz with an open mind and an open heart. I think it's always best when you're just allowing yourself to be overtaken by the music in the way that I feel other genres, you know, don't necessarily have the space to do so. So if you can sit back, relax, and listen to an album from top to tail, that's the best thing you can do.
Yeah, and put the phone down, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so onto the selections you have, starting with the singer-songwriter Michelle Ndegeocello. We're going to hear Virgo from her upcoming album. It features Brandi Younger and Julius Rodriguez. It does lower my blood pressure a little bit. describe in your words Ndegeocello's music and what you like about it. I mean, unpack your adjectives for me.
Oh my goodness. So Michelle Ndegeocello, we know her as an R&B singer, but this album is so special because not only is it her 13th studio album, but it's her debut on the Blue Note Jazz label. And so on this record, we heard harpist Brandi Younger there and Julius Rodriguez, who's a pianist, but we hear him playing an unusual instrument called the farfisa.
Traveling way too far, too often, thinking myself away, envisioning days in the celeste, milky moon.
Farfisa, that's an organ, yeah?
Yes, so we heard it back in the early rock and roll soul recordings of, say, Pink Floyd, Elton John, Percy Sledge, Sly Stone, and even Sun Ra. And on this record, he's playing the farfisa, he's bringing it back, so it's kind of nostalgic in a way.
And Ndegeocello spoke to Rolling Stone, and she described this new album as a little bit of all of me, my travels, my life. My first record I made at 22, and it's over 30 years from then. So I have a lot of stored information to share, end quote. A lot of life experience. Can you hear that in her music?
Absolutely. I can hear all that she's gone through emotionally. This album was sort of birthed out of the passing of her parents, and she was going through some of the remains of their life together, and she ran across her very first real book, which is a compilation of jazz lead sheets. And she was reminded of that love of jazz that her father passed on to her. So it's very special for that reason, this album.
Yeah. Okay, switching gears now to the British group Go-Go Penguin. And the song we're going to hear is Glimmerings, off their album Everything Is Gonna Be Okay. Bass Magazine calls Go-Go Penguin an emotive, cinematic breakbeat trio. And as I listen to it, yeah, emotive. I mean, I'm getting a little charged up listening to it. What do you hear?
Yeah, I hear so many different things from Go-Go Penguin. I mean, they're a blend of minimalism jazz, electronica, trip-hop, classical, rock. You get all of that in the Go-Go Penguin experience. And the through line for all of these artists that we're going to chat about here is that they all bring in a new audience to jazz music. And I think this record in particular brings in the ears of folks who love and appreciate all types of genres of music. And we're hearing that on this track in particular called Glimmerings. Now, this album, Everything Is Going to Be Okay, ended up being a therapy session in the studio for Go-Go Penguin. It was sort of birthed out of a lot of emotional things that were happening with the group at the time. One of the members lost both their mother and brother to cancer, while another member was becoming a father for the very first time. So this album truly was supportive of their experiences as a band.
We mentioned that this is Jazz Appreciation Month, and one jazz great that many are remembering is legendary saxophonist Wayne Shorter. He died last month. He wrote this next song, Penelope, performed by the group Artemis. You know, Kiana, we had the great pleasure of speaking to one of Wayne Shorter's best friends, Herbie Hancock, who, as he was mourning his departed friend, said the good news is Wayne Shorter, because we're talking about him playing his music and others are playing their versions of his music, that Wayne Shorter is always on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you about this selection, Penelope, and how you think that represents the timelessness of Wayne Shorter in his work.
You know, Wayne Shorter's music is the gift that keeps on giving. He was just the consummate composer, and many of his tunes sound so fresh and new, even today, even now. So to hear Artemis take Penelope, a track that was recorded on his album Etc., which was released in 1980, it breathes such a new light and experience into that song. And Artemis, this is their album, which was releasing on May 5th. It's under the direction still of Rini Rosnes, Ingrid Jensen on the trumpet, and bassist Noriko Ueda, along with drummer Allison Miller. And they have newcomers with them, Nicole Glover on tenor saxophone and Alexa Tarantino on alto sax. So I think just the blend and the collective of Artemis sort of bringing together the newness of Wayne Shorter's composition is just spot on.
Kiana Faircloth is host of the podcast Artemisy, and we've been listening to some of her selections for listening during Jazz Appreciation Month. Great listening pleasure, Kiana. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott.